Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo. Are you hearing the same thing again and again and you don't feel like it truly is you, or you don't truly resonate with you? Well, today I want to share why you may not necessarily listen to yourself and how you can connect with yourself a little bit more to therefore boost your self-esteem and confidence within yourself. And if you stay until the end, I have an extra point for you then. Now, I'm going to share my experiences, and some people may disagree with my perspective here, and that's okay, because I'm just coming from my own point of view and some of the things I heard when I was growing up, and then I realized in my own truth right now what I believe, that it didn't necessarily resonate with me. And again, don't ever try and jump into someone's head and control them, because you can't. You're always coming from your point of view. And when we can realize that we're all different on our own minds, and I've had to catch myself out for doing this from time to time, and we can all do it. We put our own views onto people. Then it kind of really separates us rather than appreciate we're all unique and we can only influence and be the example for other people. Yeah, these are the sort of a few things I heard when I was growing up. And I thought, because it was such common knowledge, that it must be true and I should be doing this. And when it didn't feel right for me, I still try to force it upon myself. So, one, go to school, get an education, and you'll get a great job. Okay? So I like, there's quite a lot of entrepreneurs out there who thinks the school system's like faulty. I think the school system's awesome. I personally think it's really, really good. In certain aspects, there's one or two things I might change. Now, it's not going to be a podcast about the school system, because I love and admire teachers. I think they do amazing. I love helping, you know, kids. I've worked in the school, all those kind of things. So we won't go into that. Yet, it was kind of put on me when I was growing up and common knowledge around me that was the only route, really. And if you didn't, you wouldn't get a good job. Yeah, what do we see? We see people like Richard Branson. We see so many entrepreneurs with minimal education making it. Yeah, I remember just hearing that you've got to go to school, you've got to go to university, you've got to get further education. I did. I went to school. I did well. I went to sixth form, which is the equivalent of college. And then I went to university. It's like, if you're American, you're listening, it's slightly different, those terms probably mean. But anyway, I went through the education system, got myself a good degree. And I got a job, and then another job. And I realised I was miserable in those jobs. So it's like all that work to just get those first couple of jobs. And I got, you know, some great jobs after then. And for me, it just shows that that's one thing that's like common knowledge, but it's not necessarily like common sense to you, like, or depending on what you want. So you've got to know what you want. Another example, like, you got to buy a house. I've been on a like whole week workshop with billionaire Grant Cardone, who's one of my idols, and he does not own a house. And he says there's quite a lot of billionaires, like he said, the ones who do own the house tend to typically, not all of them, but like his example, and you know, we're all different again, but he said like they tend to make sure they've got good cash flow in before they buy a house, because a house, you're paying money out and you're committing to a mortgage over time, which makes complete sense. You know, and it's a security thing. And I was always taught, you've got to buy a house, get all your savings and buy a house for security. I still rent. Grant Cardone rents. Like, quite a lot of people rent. And when you build up enough money, sometimes you can buy a house. Now, like, again, we've all got different views, and some people are a bit sensitive to this and say, oh, you should buy a house because you're wasting money on rent. And then you've got opposing views like, no, you want to create like the cash flow, the passive income, which is my point of view. But yeah, I was always told you got to buy a house, and I didn't feel quite right for me, and I felt guilty that I didn't have one. And a third one. And again, like, these are from your perspective, all different. But again, it just goes to show, like, in my life, some of the things that are common knowledge weren't necessarily the answer for everyone. And then the third one, you must have kids and be married by a certain age. Oh, right. I'm 32. I've just gone 32 the other week. I've never been engaged or married, and I've not got any kids. I think kids are amazing. I love learning from kids. They're the best teachers. As they say, I agree with that. They can really teach us about the joys of life at times. I'm 32, but you're expected to have like kids and be married by 21. It's crazy. It's, you know, if you do and that's what you want, that's amazing. That's incredible. Yeah, I just want to go like back to you. What is right for you? Like, what may be common knowledge around you may not be right. And if it doesn't feel right to you in the circle you're in, go and find out what you want, spend some time, and then find a circle of people who are going to help you get towards what you want. And today's age, is there's more support than ever to do that. So when we start listening to other people, even if it is like common knowledge and where we are, and it doesn't feel right to us, we start to lose self-esteem. And this is the point I want to make. Like, I just really want to go back to my point about the three things I said. Those are just my beliefs. Like, you don't necessarily need to go to school and get an education. I don't think a house should be the first thing I would invest in. Like, and that's why I haven't invested. I've invested in myself, my skills, my abilities to make more income, more skills. And that's what it's done. I don't necessarily believe about, didn't necessarily want to have kids and be married by a certain age. Like, I enjoy like my friends and my family's company, and I'm currently single and, you know, looking for the right girl. But it's not like a must. Like, that wasn't what I wanted. And you've got to see what it is for you. Maybe you do want those three things. Amazing, fantastic. But I just really want to make this point that if you're hearing like common things around you and it doesn't feel right to you, listen to you, or else it's going to affect your self-esteem. How does it help you? By just listening to the crowd. We get like brainwashed all the time. So it's really important to check in with ourselves. Now, brainwash doesn't always be negative. I've hung out with really happy, positive, intelligent, personal growth minded people. And oh no, I got brainwashed into feeling like that as well, which is a good way. So just really take some time to figure out what you want and start spending time with those kind of people. So here's three practical solutions. Number one, have silence with yourself every single day. If you allow silence for yourself, you will be able to connect with you. And how many of us have silence in our days? Not many people I know allow that silence. One tip is to go for a walk for 30 minutes a day, just in silence. No music. You're ruining it if you're listening to music. If you're listening to a podcast, as much as I want to, you know, as much as I hope you listen to this podcast and other uplifting podcasts, if you're listening to a podcast, you're counting that as your quiet time. It is not quiet time. You need to be just walking with you and your thoughts. Ask yourself some questions as you go as well, which brings me on to point two. Ask yourself good quality questions, because when you ask yourself a question, your brain will look for the answer. Your brain will look to the answer. So ask yourself some good quality questions, because things like, what do I really want? Like, what makes me really happy? How can I add more of that into my life? Your brain will start finding more of those answers. And then the third one, ask yourself, if people or the common like knowledge around you is telling you something, ask yourself, look at those people. And there's no, it's not a case of like putting people down. I like to see everyone as equal as much as possible. But it's asking yourself, are these people got the lives I want? If you're like, there's someone you admire and they're doing certain things, it's probably a good idea to learn a little bit from them. If someone's not got the life you want and you've got like a whole circle of people like that and they're doing things you don't necessarily feel are right and they don't have the life you want, well, you're going to adapt if you're hanging out with them all the time. Yet pull yourself away and think, what do you want? What is the kind of person you want to hang out with? What's the circle of people you do want to hang out with? because then that will allow you to get closer to what you want. As I'm recording this, I'm just about to jump onto a call with a bunch of people I've never even met in my life because someone invited me to. Yet they are in the community of the place, a Grant Cardone community, where I really want to grow. I like these people, I'm going to feel like the small fish every single time. Yet these people have got the same values, they've got, they're doing really well in their journey, and therefore I'm going to start getting some of their knowledge, some of how they fit, the way they think into my head, right? So that's what I've got for you in terms of those 3 points. Now, I've got an extra point for you as well. Just before that, I want to appreciate you for listening today. And if you've enjoyed today, I'd really appreciate a rating and review on iTunes so we can reach more people together. You could be changing someone's life by sharing. So thank you in advance for doing that. And thank you so much if you've done so already. My final point is just do something you love each day. Very simple one, but easily forgotten. Schedule some time to do something fun, whether it's a walk, whether it's exercise. I'm a bit strange, but I like to go for a nice, intense circuit session in the gym when I'm sweating buckets because I feel amazing. Okay? I sometimes like to go for random walks on a Saturday or Sunday afternoon. That is really good fun as well. So do something you love every single day. So that's what I've got for you today. I appreciate you for being here. You're improving other people's lives by being the best you. And remember, you are in control of your own self-esteem and confidence.